The Oklahoma Food Co-op began when President Bob Waldrop decided he would try to go green and buy most of his household products locally. He started a website to offer free publicity for farmers selling direct.
When I grew up on the farm, we had our own beef from our own cattle herds. My grandfather used to plant 4 acres of black-eyed peas every year just so that everybody in the community could go out and pick it. And that kind of cooperative effort in rural Oklahoma is what we're trying to reestablish here in the modern era.
Today, the co-op is an online farmers market offering a wide variety of products ranging from food to laundry detergent. And everything can be traced back to a farm in Oklahoma. Chelsea Simpson is the group's outreach manager.
We're talking meat and dairy items, fresh produce, prepared items such as bread, even some frozen things like frozen burritos and pizzas.
Here's how it works. People visit oklahomafood.coop and sign up as a member of the co-op. Items are available for sale on the first day of every month, and customers have 10 days or so to place an order. A couple weeks later, producers bring in the orders of fresh vegetables, meats, and other products to this warehouse in southwest Oklahoma City. Producers and volunteers roll in large coolers of fresh goods. They're sorted and grouped in preparation for 42 different delivery spots around Oklahoma.
So it's a lot of hustle and bustle and a lot of volunteer activity. By the end of the day, all the food has been delivered. So.
The goal is to serve both producers and customers equally, and the co-op, now 2,500 members strong, is dedicated to promoting local and sustainable food. Simpson says consumers are catching on to the importance of food safety issues and knowing where food comes from.
You know, I know my farmers. I know the people that are selling me things. I don't have to worry about, you know, my peanut butter being recalled. If I'm curious about something or worried about something, I can give them a call. I have their phone number. I've met them. They're here today.
Those producers include Wes Downing and his wife, who own Downing Family Farms in Grove.
Well, today we brought about 250 orders. We brought everything from Angus beef to whole chickens. We brought chicken breasts. We brought pork chops. We brought pork loins, pork roast, ham steaks, and bologna salami. It's awesome.
Downing says the difference is the way in which his family farm operates. For example, his chickens are raised in a free-range type setting where everything is pure and natural.
I think consumers get clean food. And they get food with a story. They're able to look the guy in the eye that grew their tomato, or the lady that grew their green beans and picked them at the peak of ripeness when it's nutrient dense. They're able to see the guy and actually come visit the farm that their chickens raised on, and they can bring their kids.
Customers like Paul Kalkin say that connection to the producer is what the Oklahoma Food Co-op is all about. He and his wife order items such as dairy products from Hardesty Cheese and honey from Honey Hill Farm.
The quality of the food is incredible. It gives us a chance to try new products that we've never tried before. It's just been very, very wonderful for us. We're great fans of it.
Outreach manager Chelsea Simpson says 9 other food co-ops in the country are modeled after Oklahoma's system. President Bob Waldrop says the membership numbers continue to grow, even in a slow economy. You can learn more about the co-op by visiting oklahomafood.coop. For KOSU News, I'm Gail Banzett.